Let's go on to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27. When he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Behold, a violent storm came up on the sea, so much that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. They came to him and woke him up, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are dying." He said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men marveled, saying, "What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" All right, so he's the Son of Man, we find out. He's using that title in Matthew 8:20. But what kind of Son of Man? What kind of man is this? This portion, you can learn about discipleship here. You can learn about trust. You can learn about faith. But I'm convinced the main point of this passage here is about who Yeshua is, right? Even the wind and the waves obey him, okay? The storm, in Greek, seismos, okay? Usually used for an earthquake, right? This is a big storm, okay? It doesn't matter, right? You have a cold, Yeshua can heal you. You have stage 4 cancer, Yeshua can heal you. Doesn't always mean that he works like we want him to work. Sometimes, I mean, people die. People are always going to die till the Lord comes back. But he's got the authority. He is the Son of Man. Okay, so again, it's not just his teaching. It's not just have faith, have faith, have faith. It's who are you having faith in? You are having faith in the one who can calm the storm as if it's nothing. Okay? And going through those storms enlightens us more and more to who he is, right? So kind of along the same thing I was saying earlier, if life is just beautiful, you know, just a straight line all the time, nothing going bad, you don't get to see God as the rescuer in your deepest, darkest time, you know? It's when you see him as the rescuer in that storm that's so great it rocks your whole world. And realize he's in the boat with you, exactly. Right?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, we all have.
Yes.
Yeah, we've all been there, trust me. Some of it's been financial, for some of it's been relational or health related or whatever crisis it may have been, when he comes in and he speaks the word and he calms it, and it doesn't happen when we want all the time.
That's true.
But here's what I would like to challenge us with. First of all, just to reiterate, know who's in the boat with you. Know his authority. Know that he can just speak the word. And when it's his will, he will speak the word. And it'll be calm. And it'll be well. Related to that, very related to that, a direct connection to that, a direct result of that, is the state of our spirit in approaching him, right? So earlier we read about the way the pagans prayed, right? Back in Matthew chapter 6. Don't pray the way the pagans pray, right? Because they think that they'll be heard because of their many words, right? Okay, got to get God's attention. Or the gods, plural attention for most pagans. But paganism is less about how many gods you worship. Because you can be a pagan and believe in one God, biblically. It's a matter of understanding who God is, his character. If you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so to speak, you believe the stories, but you don't understand his character, you can still approach him as a pagan. What does that mean? That means that you got to make God happy, right? You got to get his attention, right? So they're fearful, okay? That's a pagan kind of thing in there, right? And we all deal with the fear, right? So I'm not saying we're all pagans, but that little pagan influence in our lives sometimes that causes us to fear the godly approach is still, you wake him up, right? He's asleep in the boat. He doesn't say, "Why'd you wake me? I was sleeping," right? That's not his concern. Verse 26. "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" It's the fear that he equates with being of little faith. When you understand who God is, who the greatness of the Son of Man is that is in the boat with you, then you still approach God and you say, "God, can you calm the storm? God, can you help me with this? God, I need wisdom here. God, I need deliverance here." But it's a trusting asking rather than a fearful asking. "Don't you care for us? We're going to die. God, wake up, wake up. We got to wake him up," right? Start shouting out all these words to wake God up, right? And sometimes people pray and they think the louder they pray, the more God will hear them or the more power in their prayers. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with praying loud. Sometimes the Spirit overtakes you and it comes out loud, fine. But don't think that that's a way of waking God up. Better a simple, quiet prayer in faith. "Lord, I'm struggling with whatever it might be. I don't know how I'm going to make the bills this month, Lord God. Will you please help me with this?" That's great, okay? That's great. Rather than, "God, I don't really think you're going to do it." That's what we're thinking, not what we're saying. "I don't really think we're going to do it, but you're my last hope. God, please, 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 where's the money coming from?" Calm yourself down, right? Utter a few words. "Lord God, I love you. I trust you. I know you're in the boat with me during the storm. Will you please help me with this?" And then it's not, "Why are you fearful, you of little faith?" But it's, remember the faith of the centurion. Lord, he sent his servants to the Lord. "You know what? You don't even need to come under my roof. Just speak the word. Okay, I understand that you're under God's authority and what you speak is of God. Just speak the word, okay? So Lord God, just speak the word. Speak your will into my life." And we approach the Lord in the confidence because we know who he is. Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions on that passage? Dita.
Have you ever been in a boat in a storm?
No, but I tell you what, I get motion sick really easily, so I can see myself turning green and having to lean over the side.
I mean, it's rough, and he's sleeping.
Yeah.
He's got everything under control.
Oh, yeah, he's not afraid.
I wasn't even walking with the Lord, and I had my dog with me. We were caught up in a storm in a Cadbury.
Oh.
And it flipped over.
Wow.
And there was thunder and lightning all around. The waves were starting.
Wow.
And I just remember, don't panic. And there was a boat that came by.
Uh-huh.
But it was amazing to me that I looked at my dog, he wasn't panicking.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was amazing. So yeah. I have been caught up in that storm.
Yeah, I'm sure yeah. I'm sure it's terrifying. So, all right, good. Anything else on that passage? Okay.